listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Today we remember those who have served and sacrificed their lives for our nation. Dawn services have taken place across central Victoria and Sunraysia this morning. The Mallee MP was in the crowd of the Mildura Dawn service. Anne Webster says it's important we remember the sacrifices of those who came before us.
We must remember. That's why we say, lest we forget. Because if we forget, we will very quickly turn away from those hard-won freedoms.
Right now, we are just minutes away from the Anzac Day march starting in Bendigo. It's leaving at 10:15 from out the front of the TAFE building on Macrae Street. Investigations continue into a Bendigo ram raid yesterday. Police believe a man rammed three businesses on Hargrave Street at around 4 a.m. before driving off. While it's believed nothing was stolen from the sites, each business has incurred significant damage. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. And jumping north of the border, Legal Aid New South Wales has revealed alarming new figures in the wake of the state's domestic violence crisis. Executive Director of Family Law Alex Cahoon has crunched the numbers and the results are shocking.
What we've experienced is that calls to our domestic violence unit hotline have grown by 36% over 2 years. And we know that our experience on the front line of providing duty lawyer services at court has also intensified. Services have grown by around 61% in total.
The issue is as prevalent in Victoria too, with another seemingly tragic outcome seen in Cobram earlier this week. The Mildura Heat are back home at the hothouse this weekend for some Big V basketball action. Both the men and the women's teams are facing the Surf Coast this weekend, with the first game to get underway at 6 p.m. on Saturday night.